And now, your Hang Zone hosts, from noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Let's be great, 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 let's be great.
You have a nice rivalry building up with them?
Yes.
He tried to speak slow English and everything, and it just didn't take. Yeah. This is the Hang Zone.
Yeah.
Today it is the Hang Zone, and here's another one I love, Gordon. This is the Hang Zone DBA, the Shake Joint.
DBA?
Doing business as, yes.
Absolutely no idea. I'll see it on checks sometimes. I'm like, well, which is it?
It's doing business as.
What were you doing before? With the,
I'm going to name my company name. DBA. That way it's DBA, ad. DBA.
It's pretty good. Blake, you got the numbers that I know you care so much about?
I do. Thank you for knowing that. Show 729.
Okay.
And show two with you and me on the Hang Zone. I was in the Dragon Den
That's
once.
Right. I forgot about that.
That was fun.
That's a very comfy setup, is it not? Oh,
incredible.
Have you been in there?
Little Bodie, just
I have not been in the Dragon's Den.
You might shed a single tear.
Is it nice or bad?
It's nice, and it's such a great story. And Dan's not here today. Maybe he'll be back tomorrow. Seabass is in for him. Gordon's here for, you know what? Let's play the music first.
Yeah.
We gotta shine up the signal. You know, I had this idea for this song 5 minutes before your first appearance and thought it'd be funny once.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea he was just going to...
It was still going to be on.
This is the highlight of my week. Seriously, I love this.
Listening to this?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
And this segment.
Wait, so who filled in for Dan yesterday?
Mino.
Okay.
I'm just running a train on him.
Well, you are.
Anyways.
All right.
The Den. So it is
a garage apartment.
Yes, it is. I think it has a separate, maybe HVAC, like separate.
Yeah, it AC must.
It, yeah,
it's a separate garage though, isn't it?
But connected
or
to the
is it
house.
Connected.
Oh, the garage it's connected. Is connected.
Gotcha.
The stairwell.
But it somehow it like doesn't count towards the square footage of his house.
So wait, what?
Yeah, he said this many times that it doesn't count towards the square footage of his house. So I don't know if that benefits you when it comes to taxes, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it also probably benefits if you're selling and someone shows up and they think, oh, we're getting this price per square footage. And then they're like,
well,
I don't know how that all works out.
Yeah. But also, yeah, I guess it would work out after they find out that it's there.
Right. And I guess maybe you could put it in a listing. Anyways, the point is, you walk in from his garage and there's a staircase to your left and you enter the house to the right. So there is a fine delineation of where he goes and where they go. Goes upstairs. There's a bathroom. It's probably about, this isn't great for the listener, but as big as this room.
Yeah.
Maybe
his bathroom is?
The den itself. Oh. So you're better at probably like guessing square footage than.
There's a little bed.
So you're talking about like a two-car garage. It's above a two-car garage and it's the size
there
of a two-car
garage.
There you go.
Right. And he's got a whole media setup. He's got a bed. It's more of a mattress on the floor if he gets a little sleepy.
The dogs have a bed.
Oh, yeah. The dogs stay up there with him.
Yeah.
Bodie.
It's fantastic. And he said that whenever he was actually house hunting, that he told his wife, we're not buying a place without a separate apartment.
Yeah. He likes his own space and time.
So this isn't
have time to himself.
It's not a mother-in-law suite, which is actually like built. Like if you get a house with a mother-in-law suite, that's like
that's really cool.
Extra entrance. If
it's another entrance, it's basically an apartment that's attached to your home.
Right.
I don't know that I've ever seen that before.
Yeah, those are cool.
I did see an episode last night of House Hunters, which is it's a common fall asleep with the. My wife will definitely fall asleep with the TV on, which is why I go earbuds and sleep mask. But I'll watch a little bit of it. And there was one last
earbuds
night.
Earbuds or earplugs? Like, are you listening to something?
Yeah, I'll put on like the Calm app.
Okay.
You know? And this one was in Dallas. They always say Dallas, but none of the homes are in Dallas. And it was a former player for the Patriots. I want to say his name was Janeo Griffin. He played at OU and was a third-round pick in 2015. Married a girl from OU, and they looked at three different places. So there are two points here that I would like to bring up to you. The first is that I know we did away with master bedroom. And by the way, he's black, she's white. So there was no way they were going to use master bedroom in front of this guy. They probably don't use it at all anymore.
The but realtor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I thought we went to primary bedroom.
Yes. Or main bedroom.
Main bedroom, mm-hmm. Right. Because we needed to fix inequity in housing. And we did that by simply removing the term master bedroom.
Yes. Problem solved.
I'm just kidding.
So I thought it was a bit clunky, though, because what the realtor had come up with, I'm not sure, was better. And it was owner's retreat.
Still running into the same problem here, aren't we?
Possibly in the same direction, but faster.
What about it should be the governor's chambers. The governor's chambers.
That's right. Just like the NBA.
Right.
Because Mark Cuban's a governor.
That's right. No one calls him that, though. No one in the media, the players don't say it.
We're trying some things.
So the other note
made us feel better at the time.
Right, exactly. Like retiring Kobe's jersey. Yeah. And thinking, boy, certainly by Monday morning, open of business.
All those dominoes are going to fall.
Everyone will fall in line.
Yeah, it hurts to miss that one.
Yeah.
They didn't. My one wish for Luka is that he says he'll stay here, but he has to wear 24.
That'd be great. I'd love for him to force that issue.
Put cubes in a blender. So the second issue from this episode of House Hunters that was interesting and made their house hunt a bit complicated, they required separate bedrooms.
The couple did.
Yeah.
I hear that's very common these days, and that they're building new spec homes. They're building a lot of homes now with two primary bedrooms that are close to each other.
Possible from a branding standpoint.
It's basically a his or his hers. Well. It could be.
Wouldn't that spice up things in the bedroom though? If you had,
I think
I think there needs to be.
Everybody does a road game every now and again.
Be heteronormative here, but let's do a his hers bedroom, and then they're connected to a center room that's called the mating chamber.
With a love toilet.
Yes. Yeah. And they have the two-seater love toilet there.
I mean, I like that idea, but I'm also with Sean, though, that it could feel like you were visiting an old girlfriend or something. Like, her room is done like her room.
Yeah.
And then same whenever she comes to your, as it were, your
you still got the mattress
quarters.
On the floor. Looks right. Like the dragon's den.
Cords are all showing.
You got a big wire spool, big cable spool for a coffee table.
Haven't emptied the ashtray in 2 months.
You know, creeping in there at night, a little knock on the door.
Hey, what's up?
You awake?
But actually, my wife said the same thing.
You in service?
About the two bedrooms. This is becoming more popular. You probably have to have a new build.
I deleted the tracker app on my phone. Tell me what day it is.
I think it'd be pretty great. I think it'd be confusing when you had kids. Possibly. Maybe
they used to do that in, maybe that was just a TV thing in the 50s, right? In the 50s, they would have separate beds. I guess it was separate beds in the same room.
Yeah, Lucy and Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would be interested in talking to realtors. Maybe we can get the Capitol Riot realtor
the
that you guys
zone.
Are so fond of.
She's in contact relatively often.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She might have had a thing.
She's sending you pics?
She might have had a thing for Blake.
Maybe.
Oh, no, really?
Although she did say that she thought I was cuter in person.
Yeah, but you were pretty standoffish. So.
Really just feel horribly unphotogenic.
I was the nice guy.
It's not a word.
So, so Blake, she was into you?
No, I think she just likes to tell me the news and what's about to go down.
I mean, that's what I do with people I'm into.
What's about to go down is you, Blake.
About to invade your capital.
She ever text you that?
We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Your
yet.
Why don't you storm my capital, Blake?
I'm going to steal your lectern.
I dress like the shaman.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. You could role play with her.
I was hanging a 350-pound hog.
Okay. That's quite the brag. Yeah, I don't know how kids... Maybe I just think kids would find it strange because...
Kids will find it normal if they don't have anything to compare it to.
That's what
you would figure out which... Who's the favorite parent, real quick?
Yeah, and it's not to make, I don't like doing kid talk stuff too much because I think people hate it.
Yep.
But
why is that?
I don't know.
Jake's always been averse to that. When we were doing a show and I had my kid, he never wanted to talk.
I don't like
kids.
Hearing people talk about it that much.
People only like their kids.
Yeah,
exactly. But this did kind of dawn on me, and actually, it was the night before we watched this House Hunters. So I'm laying there with my daughter, and I'm like, all right, I'm done. You know, now's your bedtime. And she's like, well, who do you sleep with? She's like, I was like, Mom. And she's like, that's not fair. Like, why do I have to sleep in here by myself?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you know what? I sleep on the couch. She said, okay. I was quickly able to work a lie in.
You lied about?
Oh, yeah. Because she got real sad real quick. So I have to sleep alone.
But why didn't you just explain that that's what
That's where I have sex couples, with your mom.
No, don't go that far.
You're putting her on the couch 20 years from now. Dad slept in the living room. I don't know why.
Yeah, you don't have to get graphic, but you can say, yeah, that's what... many married couples do. That's what's part of.
I don't think she's
being
there yet.
A mommy and daddy.
We'll get there, but I don't think she would take well to that right now. Because I mean, she currently thinks that she and I are married.
Oh yeah, she's going through that phase.
Yeah,
yeah.
I bought her a ring on her birthday. Wore a suit.
Well, now it's getting weird.
Yeah,
you're going a little far.
Got her flowers.
Yeah, you're supposed to let her have that bit. Don't participate in it.
We went to Costa Rica just the two of us. Okay, so I wanted to play a little bit of audio for Gordon because I know that there's nothing you hate more than what I'm about to present to you. So I'm going to do it anyways. This is the end of the Jason Kidd audio. And I know you guys play this at like 9:35, mm-hmm. which is a segment where I know you're just rapt with attention.
Yeah, I know.
Again, 2.5 quarters, we're playing at a high level on both ends, offensively and defensively. But what the Lakers just showed us is that it's not a race. It's not the rabbit who wins. It's the turtle. And they work the game. And that's where we have to get to. We have to get better.
Okay, so obviously he confused. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon.
Right. He said it's not a race.
It's not a race.
It's not a race. It's the turtle, not the rabbit, who wins.
Right.
So who ran a race?
Yeah. They were involved in a race.
But they used to have different names.
The tortoise and the hare.
Right.
Is that an Aesop's fable? Is that what the origin of that is?
I think so.
Hot dog.
I got nothing. I know.
That sounds right.
So my pitch to you, which I know you love, and maybe you can just do this walking around your house.
Okay.
I'm really obsessed in my head with the idea of Jason Kidd reading children's books.
He basically sounds like he does all the time. So you think that I should record or... get in touch with the fake Jason Kidd.
Exactly.
And have him record some children's books.
Green eggs in here. I just think
I will not eat
his entire delivery now sounds like someone at a library that's trying to be quiet but keep the kids engaged a little bit with a soothing tone.
Right. He's reading Where the Wild Things Are or Harold and the Purple Crayon.
I mean,
I'm not crazy to think that he sounds like he's always... leading a kindergarten class.
No, not at all. That is exactly his affect.
He tag teams it with Greg Olson.
And
yes.
So when he actually tries to tell you the fable of the turtle and the rabbit.
Turtle and the rabbit. They are not in a race, but in a competition to see who finishes first. But not a race.
I understand, coach.
Yeah. I just don't want you to think that it is a race.
I don't want to be confused either. I'm glad you were able to clear that up for us. I mean, I actually got out some books last night, and I obviously can't do the voice, but I can kind of make your voice or fake Jason Kidd's voice do it in my head, and I was just dying laughing.
What are the big books in your house right now, your nighttime bedtime?
Got Oliver the Rabbit. That would be hysterical.
We've kind of moved away from the really, really simple ones.
So she's 4, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the ones that have 4 words per page,
mm-hmm.
those are pretty much. And the other thing you have to do is throw them away or donate them. I demand that we do a clean out every like 2 months.
You can get overrun with kids' books.
2 months?
For sure.
Wow.
For sure.
We do like biannual.
It just seems like there's always, I'm like, where did these come from? And we go to the library. So those become the top ranked, you know, for that month or whatever the term may be. There's Llama Llama Red Pajama.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a classic, I gather. There's one that I'm not too fond of that I think is called Rainbow Fish.
I think I know
We've
that
got
one.
That one.
Do you?
He doesn't make it very far in that.
The crux of the story is that there's one fish who is covered in rainbow scales.
Mm-hmm.
And fish who do not have rainbow scales will approach him and say, can I have one of your scales? And he's like, no, F off. They're my scales.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quote.
And then this happens a number of times until finally he goes and speaks to the wise octopus who tells him, well, maybe you should share. And he begins to share until he has either one or zero scales left. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a sad tale of...
Yeah, it's like a giving tree
thing.
Oh,
the giving tree will wreck you.
Makes you all depressed at the end.
So at the end, it says, like, even though the rainbow fish was sad that he now had lost all of his scales, at least now he had friends.
Mm-hmm. Who then left him because now he was a mutant.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I was like, I think this is how strip clubs work. Like, you just go in there,
geez.
Pay for your friends to feel better for a little bit, and then leave, and you're like, well, I
and
guess...
you're all hollow.
I guess I sort of gave away everything I had feel something, and now...
You need to mix in some Skippy John Jones, the little chihuahua that likes to color.
I've never heard of that
That's
one.
That's a fun one.
I don't know that one either.
At 4 years old, that's perfect.
I'll take recommendations.
What about some of the classics? What about the... Like the pop-up mice of Mr. Bryce or the monster at the end of this book with Grover. That's a classic.
Genius.
The Bee Book. The Berenstain's Bee Book.
I think we have the Bee Book.
What about Berenstain's
Bears? You know that one? Do you read it ever?
Big Brown Bear,
Blue Bull, Big Brown Bear, Blue Bull, Beautiful Baboon, Blowing Bubbles, Biking Backwards, Bump, Black Bugs, Banana Boxes, Billy Bunny's Bread Basket, Brother Bob's Baseball Bus, and Buster Beagle's Bugle Band. And that's what broke Baby Bird's balloon.
Wow.
Or something like that.
Impressive.
My dad.
Wow.
In the bad.
All right, Gordon. Well, this has been a lot
of
fun.
Yes, sir. Well, I hate that Dan is sick today, but I'm glad to see you spend some time with Sean.
Yeah.
Former muser there.
Now
Normandy.
Part
and
of
now
the invasion.
Hang Zone. Part of the invasion.
Getting
the,
sleep.
All right, boys.
Oh, yeah. Getting sleep. He must be so jealous.
I've just given up even fantasizing on that sleep.
All right. We're going to kick off the show.
Most definitely.